This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I feel like you've played this more than once.
This is the first time. I'm going down the list. Yes.
I think we had this already.
Nope, I'm going down the list.
Because it's been like the third time I've heard this since 1996.
Well, you heard it once whenever you were at home.
I know. That's what I mean. The last time I heard it was like 96. You know what I haven't missed in 21 years? The Macarena. Let's strike that from the list. It was a big summer song. I started this radio show in September of 1996, and that was the tail end of the run of the Macarena. And back then, you could have a song on the charts for, you know, a couple of months. Not like today, where music, you know, turns over like every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was not unusual. Movies were the same way. You know, you could have like Star Wars played the, you know, when I was a kid, you know, the entire summer.
Yeah, they
at
don't
the movie
do that
theater.
Anymore.
No, they don't.
Isn't the Macarena, isn't that the, like, you got to have it at your wedding?
Well, it's either that or Cupid.
Yes, Cupid Shuffle.
Can we get the Cupid Shuffle? Let's take the Macarena off, and let's add the Cupid Shuffle to our summer playlist. Because I still laugh, because Tat will do that out in public all the time. In fact, they did it right at the French Fried 5K.
Yes, they did. It was a warm-up.
And it really is, it is amazing to watch a collective, like a large group. I think they had about 400 participants at the French Fried 5K on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
There's a video up on nowdecatur.com. But when you put 400 people and you ask them to do the Cupid Shuffle or what would be the Macarena? What else was there, like a chicken dance? I mean, what?
Well, yeah.
And there was an old school. What was the old school one before the Macarena?
The Hustle. Do the Hustle.
No. There was the Hustle disco stuff, but there was another one. Help me out here. There was another group dance like that everybody knew that was before the Macarena.
I don't know. And then my wife, they do some country stuff, too, every once in a while.
Really?
That's a whole nother.
Okay, yeah. That but when you see the collective, Kyle Mahan, by the way, from Fleet Feet and Spin City, when you watch the varying degrees of talent when it comes to the ability to dance, all put together in one big group trying to act as one, that, my friends, is a fun visual.
That's funny.
If I could do that, instead of going to the IBA Silver Dome Awards tonight, I'd do that all night long.
And they were doing that before the French Fries?
Yeah, they had a warm-up, you know, like when they get everybody like ready to run or walk or drive their cart.
Drive the cart.
And they had a warm-up, and then they did that, yes.
By the way, Scott and Latham,
yes.
Electric Slide is what you're thinking.
The Electric
That's
Slide.
That's it.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
That's even worse than the Macarena.
Which was a version of the Hustle. Just saying.
Okay, but you didn't have the answer. You don't get a credit for the answer that you didn't have. Lindsay's in a fill-in-the-blank mood this morning, so good morning. So it's summer. It's here.
Yeah, we didn't have spring, did we?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with it. We got heat. The heat is, you know, a little heat. But overnights, the last few nights, it's been nice. Coming in today, it was beautiful.
You know, it's hot, but it doesn't feel as humid as
No,
as
it's
normal,
okay.
So
we got the French Fried 5K out of the way on Saturday.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I was going to the beach house last night for a business dinner, and I noticed everybody gathering down there by the yacht club, all in their running clothes. I'm not sure what was going on there.
I don't know.
There's always some sort of group around there getting together to do something.
There's some Facebook groups out there and stuff, too, that can't quite catch everything out there.
All right. Now, you guys had a 50-mile race in Charleston over the weekend?
Yeah, so I skipped the French Fried 5K going around the building and went down to Charleston and did a bike race.
Okay. And how is Charleston? I haven't been to Charleston for a long time. It's only like, what, 15 minutes away? Something like that?
An hour?
Yeah. I've been there for a long time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of like between an organized ride and a race. So a few of us were racing it and being serious, and then everybody else was just there. They had all kind of different ability levels and distances and stuff like that. So like seemed like the whole community that closed down the square around the courthouse downtown and had a good turnout. And, it went pretty well.
All right, very
cool. Except for the very finish.
What happened at the very finish?
Being a bike race is a little bit different than an organized ride, and they treated it like a just an organized ride. So we were coming into the finish really, really fast, and they didn't have some of the corners marked very well. So one of the guys like overshot the corner, and then
that happens in life, overshooting the corner.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So I ended up leading into the final sprint, and two guys come by me, and I got third.
All right, we got third, but that's okay. You finished on the stand. Yeah. All right, then Sunday was Ride United. How did that turn out? I know Jeff was out there with Nauticator.com. There's a story up if you're interested in seeing that. But you know, that's a hard thing to report on because people leave it so many different times, and you're hardly anyone's all there at the same time.
Yeah, it went good. Our participation numbers were up a little bit over.
Do I get a shirt? I don't know what I have to do to get a shirt. In fact, I think this was even my idea to start this thing.
Yeah.
And we've been a sponsor for like 10 years.
I know.
How many years have we had?
I couldn't remember which one you were complaining about, the Run United or Ride United, that you never got anything.
Both.
Well, Run United, I haven't had anything to do with. What I want to know is Lindsay got shirts.
All right.
This is what I don't understand.
I ended up with like every color of shirt, every style of shirt.
All right, I'll send Bogo a message. She's coming by tonight.
She doesn't care, I guess, evidently. You know, I thought we were friends. It's sort of painful. I don't know.
And they turned out nice. They were like this kind of same red color that I'm wearing. They look good. So it's a decent-sized fundraiser for the United Way.
It's great when you can combine because, you know, healthy living and having a healthier community is one of the end goals, obviously, of the organization, the United Way. I mean, I just got off their board in May after serving, you know, two terms there.
Yeah.
But, you know, having – I mean, sometimes people go, well, what, you know, what's that – well, the United Way is not just about raising money for causes. It's about having a healthier community because if you have a healthier community, it's a lot easier and more affordable for a community to exist than having an unhealthy community because that costs a lot more.
And they've aligned themselves with the Park District for the obstacle race and then us with the run and then some other events we worked with them on. So, yeah, they're a good group of people to work with.
Well, kudos to everyone who showed up for Ride United on
Sunday. It was a little windy,
Sunday.
But the weather was really nice, and it was a great day.
All right, do you have a Jeep? You have to get a Jeep.
I saw that thing out there.
What do you think?
Man, you got the doors off and everything. You're all in.
I am all in.
Do you like leave your foot hanging out while you drive too?
I'm too old for that. I am.
Take your shirt off?
No, it was a little chilly this morning, but I was coming in or around the lake this morning, and I got to tell you this. It's like being in an IMAX theater because you just get like, you know, from ground to... you also, by the way, can smell everything. I don't know if I remembered that from the Jeep days. Like roadkill or whatever. I mean, you know, you get the full
the pavement
experience.
Smell, everything.
So I'm coming across the bridge, Lakeshore, here. I'm going to admit I was going a few miles above the speed limit. But No More Mr. Nice Guy by Alice Cooper, full blast. And it was
awesome.
A scene, right?
Yeah. In high school, I had a Suzuki Samurai, so not quite
the
same.
A Suzuki Samurai.
Yeah.
Aren't those the ones that blew up? I mean, didn't they have some sort of big...
Well, the fun thing was my friends would move my car at... I'd come out from school and they'd be rolled across the park. It was so light.
They'd just pick it up and move it.
They'd just roll it across.
Well,
it's not quite the same, but.
No, it's all part of the Hot 25 with the Bob Grady Auto Group. We've identified the 25 must see and do things this summer in the Central Illinois area. We're going to be headed to the Moquegua Powwow Days.
Yeah.
Now, they have a run. You know why? I got a t-shirt that was sent to me or pictures of some of the old antique t-shirts. And one of them is, this is how old this is. This is a guy in like really bad gym track shorts as a drawing and a tank top, and he's wearing a feather. And so it's for their 5K and 1 mile fun run
they doing that this weekend?
They're doing all kinds of stuff. We've got the folks from Moquegua Powwow coming in to visit us. They do the Cowabunga Bingo. Take a stab at what that is.
I have no idea.
You buy
the cow.
Yeah, you
cow
buy.
Chip?
Yes. You buy a square.
Yeah.
And then everybody sits around all weekend waiting for that cow to go to the bathroom.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Huh?
Do number like two on towns. Another number.
Add that to the Spin City parking lot down there for one of your fun runs.
Yeah.
You get a goat or something.
Or a cat.
Or a cat.
A cat.
Yeah, because they're cooperative.
Just a giant litter box. Yeah.
All right. So what else is going on? I'm looking at all the different events. You've got stuff coming up Wednesday. Let's start with that.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We do events all the freaking time.
You do.
So tonight we have the big run going on. It's a free timed 5K. It starts around the corner from the store.
Okay.
Run down to the dam and back. It's all the times go into a national pool with all the other fleet feats around the country that are doing this. prize.
Okay.
And then people can win prize money.
There's like something in it, right?
Yeah, we had a girl that had the fastest time in like the 14 age group last year in the nation. So it's a national pool for all the fleet feet. So we are all doing the big run.
Okay, so
today's National Running Day.
It is National Running Day, and this is a free event, right?
It is free. You have to register so we can keep track of everybody.
And
so
when do you do that? Can you register online?
Yeah. Go through our website. And just sign up for that.
That's fleetfeetdecaturil.com, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not.
That's all right. I'm here to get, you know.
Oh, you got my back?
I'm here.
Heather's screaming at the radio.
Fleetfeetdecaturil.com. Now, the race starts at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and then we're going to have a party afterwards. We got hot dogs, some food, maybe some beverages. The park district's dropping off like bags and washers and stuff like that.
Oh,
so we're
going to
have a little party afterwards.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'll be a good time.
All right, and then if the Darren ride is in Forsyth at 6 p.m. Thursday
at 6 p.m. He's had like 16, 20 people showing up for that. So that's there's a link on our on the nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, you can go
calendar.
The ride and run segment has that calendar also. Then Friday morning, you get your 6:15 coffee run at the Coffee Connection.
Yeah, had 30 people there show up for the first one this last week. It went great. Do a couple laps around the hospital campus. It's a really nice way to start Friday morning. And then we back it up Saturday. We do a ride at 7 a.m. that's a little faster. And then Sam does his sip and spin.
Sip and spin?
So we ride from the bike shop to Coffee Connection. It's 3 miles and completely flat.
Yeah.
And then you eat and drink.
So that's anybody can do that.
And then you ride back.
All right.
So it's 6 miles.
Saturday night, you've got the ECU Glow Run.
What is that? It's in Forsyth Park.
Okay.
It's a get everybody like fluorescent shirts and glow sticks and things like that. And they do a 5K like at dusk into dark, and it's a good time.
Oh, that's cool.
Really good for families and stuff too. And it's a nice event.
All right. Then on Sunday, the Springfield Challenge ride, you got an 8 a.m. It's a free event to 25, 50, 100 mile routes. And then Monday Night Fun Run at 5 p.m. back at Fleet Feet. So there you go. And now you're, what is coming up on Saturday, June 16th?
So we are doing a pint ride bike shop or from Donnie's. We're going to ride from Donnie's to a couple breweries in town and then back to the shop. So it's a ride from Donnie's to Door 4 Brewing.
Okay.
And we roll out about 4 p.m.
I'm starting to sense a theme with you with these restaurants and places. I mean, there's always like a starting point and an ending point that has like either coffee or food.
Well,
that's a good thing.
You try to get more people involved that might not necessarily do something like this.
I get it.
Them exposed to the store. So
I get it.
This came up in conversation with somebody that would probably never do some of our other rides, and we wanted to do something pretty fun.
And I love the fact that you listen to your customer base and you literally adapt things for them. All right, so you got a bike in. Now, I bought the bike at the auction for Debbie Bogle. Thank you again for your participation in that. It was greatly appreciated.
Problem.
I believe we raised about $35,000 that night.
I was going to ask how that went.
So it was well worth it for the evening. I thank everybody for participating. But now, so you've got a 2019 Giant in, right?
There's 2019 bikes are starting to roll in right
already.
Now. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about this bike.
So the one you bet on was a nice $500 level bike. We were talking about one that was going to cost you even more. We got this new Giant Escape 2 disc in. So
okay. What does that mean? Brakes?
Yeah, it has disc brakes.
Okay.
Hydraulic disc brakes on it. It's a nice black and silver, super clean looking color on it. The braking system is really nice. Nice little drivetrain on it. And it's the same price as the mountain bike that you bought.
I love it. Can we put it in the back of that Jeep? Will it fit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just checked. And I got one in your size. So we're building this
my size. That was a kind way of saying he's got a small
tricycle.
One. Ah, that's funny.
But I think you'll like it.
Okay, good.
It's super clean. It's yeah, it's simple. And
I love it. Let's do it. That's a deal. Yeah. All right. Makes sense. All right. Folks, if you want to find out about any of this information, you can go to the Ride and Run section at nowdecatur.com, or you can go to fleetfeeddecaturil.com or spincity.co. Those are the two web addresses. They're also very active on social media. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Great stuff. And don't forget the merchandise. It's not all just the running shoes and just the bikes. They have all kinds of great personalized local 217 Decatur-centric sort of stuff that's really cool. So check it out. Kyle, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.